track 10. And now we come to our last track of news stories. A cracking time was had by all at Easter event. Newton Abbott Town Council's 2026 programme of free family activities got off to a cracking start on Easter Saturday, with plenty of smiling faces and fun things to do. Hourly egg and spoon races proved popular, as did the free chocolate eggs being given away by Mayor Councillor Colin Parker and his colleagues. Live music and a larger-than-life walkabout character chef got the crowds waltzing, while others gathered at St Leonard's Tower to watch the Radenhill Clog Morris dancers and the Van Hole Dance Theatre. The face painter and balloon modeller had to work flat out to meet the demand, as did Kate Green from Creative Newton Abbott with her craft table. It was a cracking start to our events programme, said organiser Natalie Hicks. And the article's surrounded by photographs. There's one of the mayor and mayoress poised, ready to take part in the egg and spoon race. And visiting Kingston town crier Jackie Edwards has an upturned bell full of eggs.
Pet owners get fake medicines alert. Pet owners are being urged to exercise caution buying medication online. Newton Abbott vet Dr. Lennon Fu is warning of the growing risks linked to counterfeit products, incorrect dosing, and the absence of clinical oversight. Although the prices are lower and it's convenient to buy online, what may seem to be a saving can put pets at serious risk. Dr. Lennon, who runs Amity Veterinary Care, explained, "We understand that pet owners are looking for ways to manage costs, but buying medication online without proper veterinary guidance can be a real gamble. Unregulated online pharmacies may supply fake or substandard medicines that contain incorrect, insufficient, or no active ingredients. Some products may also be improperly stored or contaminated, yet closely resemble legitimate brands, making them difficult to identify. The consequences can be severe. In one case, a dog given a discounted parasite treatment bought online became lethargic and began vomiting shortly after administration, requiring urgent veterinary care. The product was later suspected to be counterfeit." UK data highlights the scale of the issue. In 2025, authorities recorded 49 reports of suspended counterfeit pet medicines, primarily flea and tick treatments. This represents a significant increase compared to previous years, when only 6 reports were recorded, historically reflecting heightened awareness following a national warning campaign. Veterinary professionals emphasise that safe treatment requires careful clinical assessment. Dosage must be tailored to an animal's weight, breed, age, and medical history. Even small variations can affect safety and effectiveness. Without veterinary involvement, pets may receive inappropriate medication or miss underlying health conditions.
History book wins prestigious award. Lutsley's World War II book, launched in 2025 on the 80th anniversary of the conflict, has scooped a prestigious honour. The book has been awarded Best Community Publication at the latest Alan Ball Awards. David McGahey, chairman of the Lutsley Society, which published the book, said, "This is a huge achievement and just recognition of the amazing community we have in our beautiful Dartmoor village." Of the Lutsley book, the judges said the publication was the result of a huge community effort, brilliantly researched content, well written, with good editing and beautifully produced. Home front to Frontline, Lutsley's United Response in World War II, is the culmination of a collective effort by an army of volunteers who have each researched a particular aspect of life in this small Dartmoor community and how everyone, young and old, played their part in contributing towards the war effort. Chapters cover such areas as the Home Guard and other military activity, children and evacuees, the roles of women and girl guides, and religion. There's even a chapter about tourism that was still active in Lusley throughout the war. The book concludes with dedicated biographies of each of the 10 men who went into battle but were never to return. Mr. McGahey added, "It is another publication of which the Lusley Society is immensely proud, and this award really is icing on the cake." Established in 1985, the Alan Ball Award is designed to encourage the production of high-quality publicly or locally funded local history publications and is in honour of Alan Ball, a local history author and an officer and member of the Library Association.
Friendship Group raises £1,000 for hospice charity. A Newton Abbott Friendship Group has presented a hospice charity with a cheque for £1,000 as it celebrates a successful year at its annual meeting. Heart of the West Oddfellows, which organises activities and social events in the Newton Abbott and Torbay area, held the meeting on the 30th of March. The committee and members celebrated a successful year, recruiting more than 60 new members. Branch Secretary Julia Street said, "The Heart of the West Oddfellows local charity last year was Children's Hospice South West, and we were delighted to present a cheque for £1,000 raised by our members to Henry Etta Olson, area fundraiser. This year's charity is Devonair Ambulance, and we hope to raise a similar amount."
Residents urged to back No Mo May. Residents in Dawlish are being encouraged to support the annual No Mow May campaign. Town Councillor and environmentalist Scott Williams is appealing to everyone to help make a difference. The national campaign encourages gardeners to stop mowing throughout the month of May to allow wildflowers to grow, providing essential nectar and pollen for pollinators like bees and butterflies. This helps boost biodiversity, with studies showing that letting lawns grow can yield up to 10 times more nectar for insects. Councillor Williams said, "I would like to say a big thank you to everyone who supported this project last year. Your involvement made a real difference, helping to create a cleaner, greener and more connected community here in Dawlish. By letting grass grow a little longer, you helped create vital habitats for bees, butterflies and other pollinators. These small changes provide food, shelter and space for wildlife that is increasingly under pressure. Even those modest patches of longer grass boost biodiversity, improve soil health and help capture carbon, all creating a healthier local environment. By taking part, you contribute to reducing waste, lowering emissions, and encouraging more sustainable choices right on our doorstep. It is a group of volunteers who look after the brook from Tuck's Plot and York Gardens to Manor Gardens, and an initiative for community engagement and environmental conservation."
Raising Easter Steam at Heritage Railway Gala. It was a case of all aboard for an Easter adventure at South Devon Railway's Easter Gala at Buckfastleigh Railway Station over the Easter weekend. On Easter Saturday and Sunday, both rail enthusiasts and visitors alike were able to experience the nostalgic charm of heritage railway travel in the beautiful South Devon countryside. An intensive timetable had been laid on by the railway, with a variety of steam and diesel locomotives pulling trains down and back to Totnes. There was also a selection of classic vehicles on display at Buckfastleigh Station, along with visits to the original signal box, where visitors were able to have a go at pulling signal levers, as well as a chance to view the workshops where the engines and rolling stock are lovingly maintained.